On Tuesday evening, the city identified the missing people as Sitka building official William Stortz, age 62, Elmer Diaz, age 26, and Ulysses Diaz, age 25. All three were involved in the construction of several new homes on Kramer Avenue, about 2 miles from downtown Sitka. The slide in that area destroyed one of the new homes entirely and damaged another. The area remained unstable on Tuesday afternoon, and officials suspended search and rescue efforts for several hours over fears of further landslides, though rescuers did manage to pull a dog alive from the debris. As of Tuesday evening, both search and rescue and debris removal efforts had begun again, with plans to continue on Wednesday morning. The neighborhood below the slide was evacuated, and officials reported a second slide on the northern end of Kramer Avenue in an area that hasn't yet been developed. Heavy rains triggered what now appear to be at least 6 landslides in Sitka Tuesday morning, prompting the city to declare a state of emergency. In addition to the 2 on Kramer Avenue, a slide across Sawmill Creek Road heavily damaged the administration building at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, Sitka's former pulp mill site, about 8 miles from downtown. No injuries were reported, but the building was evacuated, along with bunkhouses belonging to local fish processor Silver Bay Seafoods. A 4th slide was reported in a more remote area on Harbor Mountain, closing Harbor Mountain Road. Other slides were reported at Green Lake and along the Gavin Hill Trail. The National Weather Service recorded over 2.5 inches of rainfall in the 6-hour period between 4 and 10 a.m. on Tuesday. The flash flooding prompted temporary trail closures at Sitka National Historical Park, and flooding in the parking lot of the Sitka Laundry Center on Halibut Point Road opened a sinkhole the size of a large van in the pavement, threatening 2 propane tanks, which were safely removed from the site. On Tuesday night, Governor Bill Walker announced that he will be in Sitka on Wednesday and will visit the site of the Kramer Avenue landslide. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.